All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim, Frank, and Chris here. We've carried over former UVA quarterback Chip Mark through the break. And Chip, Frank wants me to ask you about Russ Henderson, Stuart Anderson, and David Sloan. What we hear is you and Sloan spent most of your UVA days in the library studying. Is that right?
No doubt about that. I think they probably have a plaque in one of the desks in our honor. Those guys are all great guys. You know, Russ was my roommate first year. He hailed from Amherst County, Virginia. And Russ was another quarterback. We both came in the same class. And, of course, he became noted for his thundering punts. He broke all of Ray Guy's then career yardage records for and averages. I think I can't remember what the actual number was, but it was in the low 40s. He averaged through his career in punting. He was a tremendous athlete and got drafted by the Colts.
He even kicked field goals.
He did kick field
goals.
He
beat Wake Forest my first year.
Yep, and I was holding for all four of those.
Were you really?
We beat them 12-10 late, and that was a fun game. And Russ kicked one right at the end of the game. You were there, I guess, Frank. It fit. It got through, and we won. So, Russ had never kicked a field goal before in a game. Now, he kicked field goals, but not in a game, and he kicked four that day. So he's a special athlete.
Do you and David Sloan even know where the library is?
Yeah, absolutely they did.
I always thought it was that restaurant down on Emmett Street. You know.
Let me tell you something. David Sloan, we love David Sloan. I love David Sloan. He's a good friend of mine. That guy was a good football player. Don't let his act fool you now. He was a player. He could block, he could catch, he could run. They moved him to fullback when he was a senior, and they didn't use, in my view, didn't use all his talents. But he was an excellent back. You know, he got about 75 scholarship offers, including one from Bear Bryant. Mm. He stayed in his hometown. He and Billy Copeland were backfield mates in high school. Both were excellent backs, but David was a nice player. Stuart Anderson was a heat-seeking missile from Gloucester, Virginia. He was a nose tackle, and Stuart could find the football. He played in the NFL, I think, for 5 or 6 years or 4 or 5 years for the Redskins.
They moved him to linebacker, which I thought was the craziest thing, but holy cow.
I don't know what they were running back then, but Coach Gibbs is a pretty good coach, but Stuart was a great athlete.
Chip, I know we've kind of hit around about it. What maybe your best memory from your days as a player in Charlottesville? Maybe you've already talked about it.
Probably a short conversation maybe here. I think my best memory might have been beating Tech my last year, my fourth year, when we had them in Charlottesville. My first start was in Blacksburg my junior year, and we had really no offense up until that point, and they kicked a long field goal and tied us at 14 that day. But then we got them back at home in a 10-7 game. It was a pretty close game. We ended up driving it down the field and put them away in Charlottesville 17-7. So that was a nice win. It's always great to
October 21st. October 21, 1978, and
my dad, that was a good win for us. We had an interesting team that year, but my dad ran into Bill Dooley, who was a coach at Tech several years after that game, and Coach Dooley was very nice about that game and said some nice things about it.
Well, Chip, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to join us tonight.
Thanks for
having us. Some nice memories, and please convey our best wishes and regards to your dad. What a terrific guy.
Thanks very much.
Those of us that have gray hair remember your dad fondly.
appreciate you remembering Dad. He's a great guy. He's doing well. He's 83, living in Davidson, and he has a lot of friends in Virginia. Of course, he's a Hampton native, as you guys probably know, and I know he would want me to send his regards back to everybody in Virginia.
Well, thank you very much. Chip Mark,
right.
former Virginia quarterback with some comments on the new staff as well as his days as a Cavalier.
All right, we have got about a minute or so here. How about let's squeeze in our play of the game real quick. LeClaire Ryan play of the game, sponsored this winter by our good friends LeClaire Ryan. We selected the men's basketball game, big victory by the Wahoos at home versus Boston College. Late in the contest, UVA's swing forward Justin Anderson punctuated his best scoring day as a collegian with an emphatic two-hand slam dunk after beating the press in the second half. The 11,660 fans at JPJ roared with their approval. The Wahoos have now won three ACC games in a row. And I will tell you, in the second half of that game, I began to have good memories of the good old days when we had Junior Burrow, Corey Alexander, Yuri Barnes, who was just on the show recently, Jason Williford, and Harold Dean, because different players have different skills, and this team is beginning to figure out how to mesh, and it bodes well for the future.
Yeah, I think these young freshmen are really coming into their own, and you put Jontel Evans, he's 100% again, and everything else. So good days ahead for Virginia basketball, but ahead of us on this show is another great sport at Virginia, Virginia baseball, and we'll be joined after the break by UVA head coach Brian O'Connor. Stay tuned.